Going to slip over here and have a word with Alan Comerford in the 7 Sportsman car. You're a regular runner here. I'm not here all the time, buddy, so bear with me.
Tongue to cheer.
So how are you enjoying Eastbound Park so far? Have you got anything tonight for the big money race here? It's going to be Twin 50s. Got some strategy going on here?
Just to finish the race.
So you've finished every race this season?
First time out.
Okay, so we got a sort of a rookie. Do you have a rookie stripe on the back? No rookie stripe on the back, but it's his first time out here, the 7 car. Alan Comerford, I'm going to walk down pit road here, get a hold of Mr. Hicks. See him awful relaxed laying on the wall here. What car are you in? You're in the 76 Sportsman car here? Is that your first time here? You've been here all summer. So what brings you out just because of the big race, having the Twin 50s?
Yeah, I'm not working.
You're not working, so you're going to make a fortune here at the racetrack today?
No. I got to work, so. Okay. But I'm not working now, today.
All right.
That's the only reason why I'm here.
Okay. So we got a lot of first-time cars out here. We got the 7 car here. The 56 is his first time out also because he's got a day off work.
Yeah.
Good. Cool. Josh, you catch up with somebody there?
You know what, Brad? I'm having a lot of fun. I'm hanging down in the Bando pits. I want to talk to the drivers of tomorrow. And I've got I'll call him a wily veteran, driver of the number 54. And he was just telling me about his budding racing career. So introduce yourself.
I'm Nicholas Cotter, driver of the 54 car from Torbay.
And how old did you tell me you were?
11.
And you started racing?
Last year.
And you beat her all the time, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is that a good friend of yours, though?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, here, come and join in. You got to come defend yourself now. Come and join. I want to get to know this because it's my first time out to the Rock. Haven't been to Eastbound before, and I think you guys have been a lot of fun. So introduce yourself. Driver of the number 17 is?
Kirsten McFarland.
And tonight you are out to beat Codner in the 54.
Hopefully.
Oh, come on. A little more confidence in that.
Hopefully.
All right. Give me that. Give me like a Kyle Busch. Oh, no, I got this under handle. Something like you've got the hat on. You know you've got the confidence.
Oh, yeah. We'll find out what happens on track.
So how many races do you guys typically do? You do some heats and then a feature, right?
Yeah.
So Kyle Busch already has 2 wins this weekend. So you got to win your heat and your feature to keep pace with him, you know.
Well, we'll see what happens.
He's going to get in his car and everything is great. He's having fun. So, Kirsten, you're a little bit older. You got a couple years on him. But when did you start racing?
Only this year. This is my first year.
Your first year. So you hung back. What brought you to it? Was it watching these younger kids? And you said, well, I can do that.
Yeah, my brother races at 23. So I just was like, okay, this looks fun.
And have you raced go-karts before?
No, only for fun. Just, like, when you want to.
And immediately jumping out into what I guess in Canada we could consider a super speedway here with Eastbound Park. Guys, looking forward to a great night. Hopefully the best for you both. But I don't know, right now I got to say Kyle Busch Jr. here is looking a little bit more confident than you. Back to you, Brad.
Thanks, Josh. I'm over here by the 2 Sportsman car. Dean Martin sitting on the wall relaxed here. Dean, how many times have you been out this season?
This will be our fourth weekend this year.
And the 4 races you've been out, you completed them all, or did you have some troubles that you didn't get the finishes? Or
First weekend we had a bit of trouble. We got caught up in a couple of wrecks and took us out. But last 2 races before that, we managed to finish. Last weekend we came away with 2nd place and I think 6th place, so it was pretty good.
So what's your strategy for tonight? I know you're going to do Twin 50s here. A lot of times we talk with guys, they want to do something the first half, something different the second half. So what do you think you're going to do?
Well, we're hopefully get a good qualifying position in the heat races. Get hopefully a front starting position and then just try to keep out of the wrecks. It's a long race, long distance to go, and hopefully you've got to be there at the end.
Survival will be the key. Anytime we get in a big 100-lap race, survival's all that's the key. I see you got a camera on board. You take and study that after the races to see what went on, to see where you made some mistakes or some smart moves you made?
Yeah, well, actually, we got 3 cameras, 1 front, 1 rear, 1 inside the car that we monitor all the gauges with. So we'll sit down and we'll go through all the footage, see what the car is doing for fuel pressure, oil pressure, temperature. We usually study all the footage pretty close.
There you go. Pretty serious. Got some cameras rolling off in this number 2 Sportsman car. Dean Martin goes back and studies what takes place in the track to make driving improving for the next time. Josh, you still running down Bandolero line, buddy?
You know what? I'm all over the place right now. I'm going to talk to a legend driver. I'm going to mix it up a bit. So hold on. Let me read it off the card because I'm new. So Chris Cooper, you're in a driver's suit. It says number three. You must be Chris.
That's me.
I'm pretty sharp, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, no pressure. I think your whole crew right now is waiting, and there may be some chirping. So focus on me. Don't worry about them. So, Chris, don't worry about them. They're nothing. So until you need them for tires and stuff, then they'll do something. Chris, tell me a little bit about the number three legend car and your experience here at Eastbound Park.
Well, this is our third year here racing now. We race for Hickman Automotive Group. That's our main sponsor. And we're here with all the guys. All the guys are mechanics at the shop. And we're working as a big team trying to get it done here, and we're having a great time. And we're being pretty competitive with it.
How would you feel about the nickname, the Blue Man Group? Because you've got like 10, 12 guys here in blue, and they seem to be dominating the front straightaway right now.
As long as they got a checkered flag, I don't care what you call them.
All right, so being new to the track here, who do I need to watch out for? Is the three car the one that's headed to victory lane tonight, or should I be watching for some guys that you got to get around to get there?
There's a couple of guys, but I'm going to put it in front. That's just how it's going to happen.
Isn't it great that you're the first legend car that's been interviewed, so you can just lay that out there, and it's real easy for me? I can just get, hey, Chris Cooper says he's going to win tonight, everybody.
I'm also starting the race first.
Well, maybe we'll get a chance to talk to Chris again later on in victory lane.
Okay, Josh, I caught up with my buddy last year when I come to the Rock. I'm out driving around the golf cart looking at the racetrack. I drive down pit road, and Joe and I are testing the mics, and I said, Joe, there's a motor down here on a motor stand. This guy's building a motor on pit road. Later that night, I meet Patty over with the backhoe lifting it in, and that's how we met, buddy.
That's how we met, yeah. That was a good trip.
Yeah. You improved a lot of improvements to the car this year. I know I talked to you earlier in pit lane, and you said you had an accident last week. Did a lot of damage?
Yeah, we had a bit of damage. The car's pulling really, really good. We're sticking with the main guys now, so this 99 car, we got to get him tonight, and hopefully we'll get a checkered.
There you have it from the 11 car, and I'm going to slip over and catch 99 since he said he wanted to get him tonight. So we'll slip over and get a word with Wayne here. I was over interviewing Phil. He said something about getting you tonight, so I don't know if that means spin you out or try to go around you.
Well, when I come up, I caught him tying a rope underneath the back of her. He's letting it hang there so we can catch a hold of it.
So this is Dodge horsepower. I notice going through the pit, they tell me maybe you're the diehard Mopar man on the Rock.
I probably would say that, yeah. I'll show you my underwear, but there's too many people around.
You've had a good race car. You get cracked up last week. We talked about that earlier in pit road today. You had some work to do this week to get this car back out for the track.
Yes, I had a lot of work. The whole front was smashed off. Lost the tire. That's what happened. Spun out and went into the wall. That's what happened.
And that's just the racing deal. Big night for you, twin 50s. You do have the point lead here, so it's always any time on a 100-lap race, you got to survive them, stay out of trouble, make sure you're around at the end of that second one.
You are correct. Just sit back, take all the action in from the back, just watch it all happen, and then just make your move.
So you tell me, like, when you go by Phil Fowler, you're going to wave to him?
I'll probably wave to him. Why don't you slow down for him? Just wave, yeah.
There you have it, some good commodity amongst the drivers, the 99 car and the 11 car, talking about getting it on, Josh.
Well, I'm down here towards turn one with Mike James, who's giving me a quick education as we step in. And, Mike, run me through again. Who am I being interviewed with?
We're going to interview number 74, Jason Groves, the 2016 Division One NASCAR Wheeling All-American Series champion, went all the way to North Carolina there past December. Your kit just came in. You got the stickers. 2017 track champion, Jason Groves. What do you think, buddy?
Congratulations.
Thanks. Sounds good.
I think that's quite a bit of a long title, though, for like a Twitter handle. We're going to have to work on that or something.
Yeah, you got to shorten it up a little bit.
So where are you going to put these stickers that Mike's giving you? They say track champion. They're pretty big and bold.
Wherever Mike tells me to put them, I'll put them.
Mike, suggestions?
We'll find a spot, but we got your flag, your hat, and we're going to take a picture here with you, and hopefully you get a repeat here, but you get your hands full this season. How's your season making out so far?
The first season was pretty bad. We had a couple engine failures and a couple wrecks, and now we're starting to turn around a bit. We're moving up, so hopefully we can keep on moving up.
You're your 2016 season was a bit of a story to tell. You didn't have a win, but you were there all season long, and on the final race, it was a bit of a tough one for you. You had a blowout, and you managed to get back there and seat yourself in for the championship. Is there anybody in your crew that you wanted to thank, and are you looking to get back in the saddle again this year?
First of all, I'll thank my wife and my little boy for putting up with what we does. And all my crew, everyone in the crew, they're a great crew, can't do it without them. And my sponsors, WG Garland's, Monty's Place, and G Groves, and A. St. George. So hopefully we can keep everything going and have a good year.
There you have it, folks. Your 2016 champion, the number 74, Jason Groves. You will see him later on in the K&M 100, and we'll get a little Snapchat with him, and we'll see you later.
I'm going to ask him too, Jason, just while here, I want my one question. Now, put you in the hot seat. As a defending champion, can you talk me through the champion's line around Eastbound Park? Because it's a bit of a different racetrack. No, don't give away your secrets either, because you're battling tonight in a 100 lapper.
High on the straights, low in the corners. That's all I got to say.
There you go, Joe. That's the fast way around. Brad, you heard it. High on the straights, low in the corners. From 2016 champion, driver of the 74 Sportsman, Jason Groves.
Maybe that guy should go to politics, and I would give you that answer. I caught up with Mark Bess, a little bit of history here behind this 59 car. Mark, just fill us in on what the deal is in this whole ride.
Well, it's Dennis Ware's car, and they asked me this year to drive the car, and it's been a great opportunity. And not only is it an opportunity, it's been an honor to drive this 59 car out here at Eastbound.
So you've been running every week on the weekly show. Have you had a decent season, or you had some ups and downs?
We looked at the standings there before we come out there today, and this is my first year racing in the Sportsman Series, and we're currently in sixth place in points.
So you're having a pretty good summer. What's your strategy today? You got twin 50s. Everybody seems to think surviving is going to be the big thing. It always is in a long race, but...
Survival is very big today. It's crucial. It's going to be a long day, and I do double duty here. I'm also driving the hobby stock, number 78. So it's a twin 25 for that one also, so I'll be doing probably 150 laps here today.
So time you're all done, you should be pretty dizzy here today doing double duty, buddy.
Dizzy and thirsty.
I'm going to slide over here and catch Shane Coff and Josh at the same time. Shane, I see you over in the mainland. I don't know if you forget where you live sometimes, but I see this car over in the mainland racing a few times. I'm sure you're coming to Speedway 660 again.
Not this year.
No? So what kind of summer have you had here?
It's been pretty good, up and down every weekend. So.
Have you finished every race, or you've got caught up in some wrecks?
No. Well, we finished all of them except for one weekend. We had motor trouble, and that put us aside, so.
Are you running a Chev motor or Ford motor? What are you running in this hot rod?
Chev.
And is this a Ford body? Is that Dodge body and a Chev, so you're a crossbreed?
Yes, yeah, mixed breed.
And why do you run a Chev motor?
It was in the car and we bought it. They're reliable, so make good power.
Okay, there you have it. A Dodge body with a Chev motor. I know the 99 wouldn't agree with that, but we'll see what happens.
Brad, I just want to know, where did Lugnut get Danica Patrick's driver suit? Was that something? Walking down here, I did trying to do a little bit of pre-race homework. So, Brad, just so you can take a note, it's pronounced Mitchell Fay, not Fahey. Think like the tour, Greg Fay. Actually bought the car off of him, just said, well, it's a good number and my name's already on it. We'll just run with it. Talk about cars I recognize, though. I've seen this paint scheme before. Number was different. Does this one go faster than the other one?
You'd like to say yes.
Yeah, we can't keep her on.
What's the problem?
Everything.
Everything. Yeah. Well, here, we better introduce it because it's radio, not TV, and people can't see it. So it's the number 33. Says Shane Collins on the door, and everything's wrong with it?
Pretty well, yeah.
And your shirt says Nathan, so who are you?
I'm the Parvis Pit Crow.
Nathan, it's your job to fix it if everything's wrong with it.
Mm-hmm. I try my best, but, you know.
What are you going to do between now and qualifying? You got to give the guy something.
I don't know. We had her out in practice, and she wasn't idling right. And so we changed the throttle body on it, and I think we got to figure it out now.
Did you offer to change the driver? Did you try to get in there?
No, I never know.
Well, we'll see what Shane Collins can do. Nathan's going to turn some wrenches on it. We'll see if he can get him out there.
Josh, you think maybe that Danica had Lugnut suit, and maybe that's why she's struggling, or what's the trouble?
I don't know, but I think that if you could get Moose powered somewhere on that race car, it'd be great. Well, I'm being appointed to a new interview.
I am too.
I'll take mine first because, well, I'm already here.
Okay.
So number 13, kind of intimidating. He's got the Grim Reaper on the hood. Yeah. I'm a little scared. You're a man in black, kind of like Johnny Cash. So introduce yourself.
My name is Ricky Heinemann. I drive the number 13 car. Pontiac Sunfire, hard to miss. Like you said, I got the Grim Reaper on the front. That was my uncle. He did that, my crew chief.
I thought you were going to tell me your uncle was the Grim Reaper. I'm like, oh, didn't know that was the family I was talking to.
If you get him mad enough, he might be.
So tell me a little bit about your performance. You're in the hobby stock division by the looks of it.
Yep, I am. This is my second year doing it. We've been running pretty good so far this year. Had a few issues, had a couple of wrecks. Just getting collected and whatnot, stuff like that. But she's doing good today.
So how much time? You say you've been in a couple of wrecks. How many hours do you put in a week trying to get that car ready again to get back out to Eastbound Park?
There's a lot of time spent. I would say after a big wreck, the full week at least is just in the garage, getting everything put back together again and making sure that everything's in order. And back the way like it used to feel before. Because, like, you wouldn't believe. You take a serious hit, and stuff gets knocked out of in the back. Like, if you took a hit to the front, something in the back could be broken. It's really weird. And then it doesn't feel right again. So it's a struggle to get it to feel right again.
And it looks like you got a good team of people to support you in there and probably a lot of help in the shop.
Oh, yes, for sure. I got to thank all my sponsors. Barton's Automotive, for sure. He gets me a lot of my parts. Because if you didn't, this would be really expensive. Constantine's Engine and Performance, they got me all my gear, my seat, my suit, what I'm wearing now. So I got to thank them. Parts You Pick, they're another big sponsor. If you aren't familiar with what a Parts You Pick is, you go out and you get whatever part you want from a car. They'll have a yard with all the cars in it, and you can just go get your parts. They let me have whatever I can take. So they're a big help. And then, of course, I got to thank my uncle, Craig. He's my crew chief. He does the majority of the work on the car. I just help out. He's the mechanic, so he knows what he's doing. He sets it up really good. I got to thank Mom, of course, for coming out with me and supporting me. So, yeah, I got a really good crew. Really appreciate it.
Was that your mom that pointed me over here?
Yeah.
She was right. You're a good interview. You made my job easy. Ricky Heinemann, the number 13 driver in the hobby stocks, looking to go to the front tonight. And I don't know, if you were driving in front of him, you saw that Grim Reaper coming up in your mirror, I might be intimidated to move to the low side.
All right, gentlemen, I'm going to break in here because we're going to get set to go racing. We're quickly approaching 5 p.m., which is our green flag start. So, ladies and gentlemen, on the front straightaway, we would appreciate if you would please start making your way back to the grandstand right away. We do want to get the race show underway. We know that's what you paid to come and see, so we'd appreciate your cooperation if you'd start emptying the front straightaway right away. All you fans, we appreciate that you want to come and spend some more time with the drivers. We know they'll love to talk to you after racing tonight, but if you want to see them in action, you got to get off the racetrack or they'll run you down.
Okay, Jerry, I caught up with Mark Best, the driver 78 and the Tier 2 champion from 2016.
We just wanted to congratulate Mark Best on a stellar season 2016, and we just came down to introduce you to the crowd as the 2016 champion. We got a few things coming in from NASCAR. Hopefully this year now you can take on Division 1 now that you're into the 59 car. And we just wanted to give you a big congratulations.
So I had an interview a while ago, Mark, and you did tell me you're doing double duty. So I guess you were quite successful last year. So we'll ask what you're looking for in this rod tonight.
We just try to go out and have a strong finish and finish well. And that's all we can ask for. And when you get on the track, it's totally different. So we just hope that we can bring it back in one piece and have fun while we're doing it.
And is this the same race car as you used last season, or it's a newer version or some updates through the winter?
No updates. The car has been parked last fall, and we took it out to spring, and we've been running it ever since. No changes.
No turtle wax, no nothing?
A little bit of wax here and there.
There you have it. Mark Best, the Tier 2 champion, 78. Just put the car away and took it back out from last season. No adjustments, ready to go. A little bit more wax.
Well, it looks like the NASCAR home track officials are making their way down the front straightaway right now, trying to encourage the audience, make their way back to the grandstand as we wrap up the autograph session, get ready for a night of racing at Eastbound Park. And that is a nice-looking number 7 car. Who's the owner of this nice looking number 7 car? Is he the one hiding from me? He's going to the end of the longest line. Hi, Josh Baxton, Race Time Radio.
How you doing?
It's a microphone, not a gun. It's okay. You can relax.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit about the number 7. I think I had to write this one in my sheet. Is it your first night out?
First night this year, yeah.
And big expectations? You look like a man who's very excited right now.
We're going to give it a try. Hopefully we'll keep up with him anyway.
Is it your first time out in a sportsman at all?
No, we race for a couple of years. We race on dirt track, but we've come to pavement now the last couple of years, part-time.
Part-time?
Yeah.
So these guys here with the big smiles because you're being interviewed right now. If you got it set up real loose, because I don't think you're supposed to go through this quite as much sideways on the dirt. Did they tell you that coming in?
You got to be tired to try to keep hugging the turns.
It'll be fun, though.
Well, it'll be fun, yeah.
Brad, man, if you need to, impart some wisdom as a 7-time champion, number 7 car would take it.
Josh, I'm busy. I'm taking a photograph with a beautiful blonde. What are you doing? Bugging me. Brandon McFarland. How you doing, buddy? It was down to the winging it yesterday. Had a great feed. I know you got a little bit of connections there. How's this car for this day today?
It should be a good car. We ran good last week, and we're planning on running good again today. Keep the fenders on it and hopefully be up front again.
I also talked to you over in the mainland, and you bought yourself a pro stock car, which is a division that's going to come here. I'm sure you're excited to get at that. There's quite a difference in horsepower between that and a sportsman car.
Yeah, it's quite a different experience driving those cars. A lot of power when you come off the straight. Hopefully it do get big here because it'd be nice to have a good class of pro stocks. And it's a big difference on the sportsmen's.
And this is a Chev power plant, I take it. You're not a crossbreed. I've run into some crossbreed, different bodies, motors. This is a Chevy power plant?
Yeah, Chevy power plant, yep.
And what chassis is this under this body?
It's a Fraser-built chassis. Scott Fraser built it.
So it's a Scott Fraser car over from Nova Scotia built. Is this the same car you ran last year?
Yeah, same car. We did a complete strip down there. Josh Collins helped out a lot there. We completely rebuilt the car from chassis up again. And we got a good package so far this year.
So can we look to interview you like in the top 3 at the end of the day? Is that what you're telling me now, bud?
Yeah, that's the plan for both of them.
There we go. All Brandon right. McFarland in 23 wants to be in the top 3 in both of them, Josh. That's a pretty bold prediction.
And we're going to send Josh and Brad to their respective positions inside the infield because we're going to get ready to go racing. So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, we'd ask for your cooperation, please. Off the racetrack, back to the grandstand. We want to get this show underway. I know the sun is beautiful. You're eating it up. You're all getting a tan out there. It's beautiful, but we want to get some racing in. So, please, ladies and gentlemen, back to the grandstands right away. We want to clear the cars and get set to go racing. Our sportsmen are going to be the first up with their qualifying heat. So, we need your help to clear the racetrack. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, please clear the racetrack. And we're going to get set to get some racing going here at Eastbound International Speedway. All right, once again, ladies and gentlemen, please head back to the grandstand and let the drivers get into their race cars so they can either get ready to race or get it back into the pit area and get ready to race in there. But we're getting set to get going, so once again, we really do appreciate your help. If you would head back to the grandstand, we'll get this race show underway. It is the K&N Performance 100 for the sportsmen here at Eastbound International Speedway in beautiful Avondale, Newfoundland, just west of St. John's. And you're listening on Race Time Radio. We hope you're going to enjoy this afternoon's show. It's going to be a good one. If you happen to be here at the Speedway and you want to be able to tune in and listen to the broadcast, you can. We are on 92.1 FM, so you can listen to it right here at the Speedway. If you brought your FM radio or your headset, tune it in to 92.1. You can pick it up loud and clear and listen to all the commentary as we call the action this afternoon. We are just moments away from a green flag, so once again we ask you please clear the front straightaway, head back to the grandstand, get nice and comfy. Enjoy that seat for a few minutes because chances are this afternoon you're only going to use the edge after we get started. So check it out now and see how comfortable it really is. You may not get a chance to sit back for the rest of the afternoon.